We're very excited to have these two special in-studio guests. There's a new film out called Chips. It's based on that show that we all watched when we were kids about the California Highway Patrol with Eric Estrada, Larry Wilcox, playing Ponch and John. And it's been remade into a movie by an old friend of this program, Dax Shepard, who wrote it and directed it. Dax is in studio with co-star Michael Pena. Welcome, guys.
Gordon, thank you for having us. Much, this was very last minute.
You made a lot of adjustments
to your schedule, and I thank you for it.
Well, more importantly, you made adjustments to your schedule. I texted you yesterday, and you made this
happen.
We're
texting buddies. We should let the folks know.
That's right. Yeah. We like to we try out our sexts on each other before we send them to the intended recipient.
Yeah, that's always good.
You're kind of like, my counsel. I'll go, well, I get sued for this, and you'll say, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. What's the age of the recipient? I can answer that better.
Oh, you're dead to nuts on that one.
Well, welcome to Dallas, guys. I guess this is your first media appearance today.
Yes.
It is, yeah.
And the new movie is Chips, and I like this because Dax is kind of, he's a big fan of Smokey the Bandit, as we are. And he made this this great film, Hit and Run, which was a, a road movie a lot like Smokey the Bandit. And I think Chips kind of carries on in this tradition, except it's with motorcycles.
That's exactly right. I'm only trying to figure out ways to do motorsports and comedy together. So I saw this picture on the internet of, I was just kind of, you know, diddling around on Google. And I saw this picture of John and Ponch on the bikes that then they looked actually cool and tough. And I was like, oh, there's like a Bad Boys Lethal Weapon version of Chips to be made.
So then why were we cast?
Because Channing Tatum said no.
Okay.
Wilder Valderrama said no. Edward James almost passed.
Him and Brad Pitt would have been amazing, but they passed.
Well, they wouldn't have to go to Texas, I'll tell you that. That thing would have opened itself. They could have gone to Alaska, and it would have worked.
And Michael, it's interesting because, now Dax, you're a writer. I mean, you probably did all your own stunts in this, for all I know.
Yeah. I did a lot of them. Not all of them. There's certainly ones I can't do in the movie.
He didn't jump 100 feet.
That's right.
But you're seriously into bikes.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And,
but Michael, you are not. Do I understand that correctly?
That is exactly correct.
You nailed it.
And you guys were able to CGI out the training wheels on Michael's bike, I guess.
Well, sir, I wouldn't call them training wheels.
Okay.
It's called the trailer.
The trailer. You're just being towed.
It's called trailer wheels.
Yeah.
Not training wheels.
No, what was the
specific
one?
But Michael, I just do want to say, because he'll be modest, he had never sat on a motorcycle 4 weeks before we started shooting. And
you've never had something big and powerful between your legs, Michael?
No.
Okay.
No, that's too bad. But he did.
I've never not.
He did ride 65 miles an hour down the highway doing like three pages of dialogue. He did far more than he should have done.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually far more commendable what he did than what I did.
I think I'm just judging it from what like you guys did, which you were like doing endos and like, you know, here comes a kid. I'm like a baby just learning to walk, and you're like, oh, look how cute that is. He's done a lot.
I was very proud. I was very proud.
But Michael, it's intimidating, isn't it, when you see...
A little bit, but he's been doing it since he was a fetus, so I'm fine with it.
It was,
is that true?
Was it intimidating?
In utero?
Probably my mother rode motorcycles with my dad, so it is likely that I was in utero.
Now, we need to get into how you and I met, Dax.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're like the only guy from Hollywood that I actually know.
Okay. Well, and my wife is furious I'm here.
I know. I hate that she wasn't here.
Yeah, the level of jealousy right now she's experiencing is great.
Because the last time she came in studio, she and I went out to dinner together.
I'm sure you did. Wow.
Had a nice romantic evening.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
It was fun. Yeah. So I guess it was a tweet. I saw you tweeted about an interview that I did.
Yes. I stumbled upon your interviews. I'm not even sure how. And then I went down the rabbit hole of watching all of them. And it's rare to see someone out Will Ferrell, or out Galifianakis. And then Kristen and I insisted that you be at our junket, they call, where you do like 600 interviews in one weekend. We made them fly you in, and then you came, and then I couldn't get through the interview because I'm just too big of a fan. I think.
Oh, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I tweeted that one out this morning.
Oh, you did? I'm so disappointed in myself. I really couldn't keep it together. When you said that we were the second most powerful couple behind Willem Dafoe and whoever he's dragging around these days. I just couldn't do it.
It was so wild. So
Willem Dafoe.
I fly out
famous
there.
Famous philanderer Willem Dafoe.
I love that because I don't know if it's a dig on Willem Dafoe or whoever he's dragging around these days.
So I fly out there, and of course, I visited with you guys before you started your junket interviews in the makeup room. We hung out and talked for a little while.
You and Krista went out to breakfast.
Yeah, we went out to breakfast, and I
and
went to breakfast. And then so I say, well, I better, you know, go get ready for the interview, which they're normally like 4 minutes. And Dak says, yeah, hey, listen, we gave you 8 minutes. We gave you extra time. I'm like, I don't have enough material for 8 minutes. But we filled it somehow.
Luckily, I laughed for 3.5 of the minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, your laugh is classic.
You couldn't do it. And Kristen was very upset with me.
Because
we wanted to
as actors, you don't want to break.
Yes.
Well, and, there's and only I, a couple I, of things that break, Dax. Like, in the movie, there's a scene where he has to touch swords with Ryan Hansen. They were like 7-year-old little kids. They just could not stop laughing.
Did you put the W in swords?
Yes.
That's a great choice.
There's a scene in the movie where I hug another guy in the locker room, and we're both in, like, really tight.
Saw that on the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. And the way we were shooting it, we're really looking up at Michael. It's Michael's shot, and the timing had to be... It was more specific than you might think. So we ended up having to do that for so long, and we've been friends for 10 years, and suffice to say, we had never done that together. And it made us so giddy and weirded out, and we couldn't get it together, and Michael got a little agitated.
Well, because their legs were shaking, and they wouldn't stop laughing.
Would you say shaking or quivering?
No, I mean, they were shaking because you guys were laughing so much.
We're visiting with Dax Shepard and Michael Pena. They're stars of the new film Chips, which Dax directed and wrote. And I haven't seen the film yet. I missed the screening last night, but going to go see it soon. Does it open?
What did you have that was so pressing that you couldn't go to
the screening? I had to do my toenails last night. Yeah, and I have a Dremel on them. So.
Oh, you Dremel them. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
But I did watch the trailers, and I noticed two different versions of the scene in which Michael has to pick you up to put you in a warm bath.
Right.
Yes.
And there's one that you filmed where you're completely nude.
Yes.
And it's very funny. You guys got to watch this trailer, Craig.
They're both
and
the
Mike,
same.
Because they, and one of them you don't have underwear on, correct?
Yeah. And in fact, I never had underwear on. They put underwear on me just for the PG trailer.
Okay. So it's not in the film.
No. There was never any underwear involved in that scene.
Okay.
No underwear was harmed.
Just one sock.
Because I was going to be really disappointed if I went to the movie and you were wearing underwear. Because it's so effective when he trips and his face hits you right in the crotch.
That's right. You don't have a scene really with underwear. Okay. That could happen to any two good old buddies and they could shake that off. But no underwear, you've got something to deal with.
Now, a few interesting things about Dax Shepard. He's married to Kristen Bell, as we've already kind of mentioned, and everyone knows that about.
Who is in this film as well?
Correct? Yeah, that's right. She has plays.
Speaking of the trailer, there's a shot in that trailer that kind of sticks with me.
Yeah, she was what he's getting at, what he's circling around like a buzzard, is my wife was breastfeeding at the time. Providing nourishment to my children.
To children, Mike.
Thank
Come
you.
Children.
Yeah, Mike.
That not dirty. That day. She wasn't pumping for sure.
Well, yeah. So
yeah,
she.
Did you tell her to stop?
I didn't. She took it upon herself to not pump for like 18 hours. I was medically concerned for her. I thought there might be a rupture.
Yeah. I mean, her udders were.
That's
full.
Right.
I mean,
that's
in the dairy
right.
business.
It was a tight outfit, I might add.
Look how mesmerized Gordon is by this.
Yeah. It's an impressive shot.
Dairy business.
And by the way, Dax's body looks great in this, too. Did you have to slim down for this?
I'm dying for someone to point that out.
Because when you're
that's twice now.
On the tour, yeah. It's been
when
a good tour.
When you're eating the Diablo sandwich scene.
Yes, with my Dr. Pepper.
You look so skinny. I mean, so svelte.
Thank you. Michael and I go and show the movie around the country, and then we do Q&As afterwards. And no matter what the question is, if someone asks from the front row and they can't hear in the background, I always say, Oh, that's a great question. She's asking how I got so ripped. So basically, I just, and then I walked them through my workout routine, and that's never that's what they gas. Asked. Yeah, it's pretty good. Michael's getting sick of it, I think. I felt like maybe in San Francisco you were over it.
No. Oh, I think okay. We've just been kind of regurgitating some of the same jokes for the Q&As.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm like, they've kind of worn on me a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're over it.
You just described exactly.
I try to enjoy it, but I'm enjoying them enjoying your
okay,
work.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And also, September, September 1st, 2004 is an interesting date in your life.
Oh, yeah, I got sober.
And you is that what?
Yeah. 12 years ago?
I would hate it for there to have been some world tragedy, and then I just say,
and
like...
You're like, about, it's all about me.
Yes, that is an important historical date, because I got sober. Yeah, that's an appropriate topic for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
you and I will be crying in our...
In our Diet Cokes or whatever we're drinking.
We'll be drinking our green tears.
Is it hard to stay sober in Hollywood, or is there such a community of recovery? Because
there's a lot of recovery.
Recovery oh, yeah. going on there.
Yeah, it is interesting because obviously the group, so, you know, some of the groups that help people get sober are anonymous, and throughout history, it's been a very shameful thing to be an alcoholic. But I can't relate to that because, as you say, in Hollywood, half of us probably are drunks and are now sober. So I don't really have any shame about it. But I can't tell if that is countrywide, if we've evolved or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you
I
could
think
speak
that the,
to that. Wait.
I don't think there's as much shame about
right,
you know, recovery and so on.
Yeah,
and as you mentioned, especially out there, it's like, you know,
out there is like AA almost stands for two things. It's like Alcohol Anonymous and Alcohol's All Right.
Right.
There
right.
we go.
Yeah, one of the two. And yeah, Michael, how do you know Dax, and when did you get to be friends with?
Well, we just met once when he pitched me the movie, and I thought that it was great. And he said that we would have a lot of fun. And a mutual friend texted me and said that, you know, he's going to pitch you this, and like he's a really great guy. I talked him up. Literally like two pages of text, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year and a half later, we were in rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone to Warner Brothers and said, hey, I'd really like to make a Bad Boys version of Chips. And they said, great, who would be Ponch? And I said, well, I think there's only one actor that could play Ponch, and that would be Michael Pena. A huge fan of Michael, never met him. And they said, oh, my God, we'd love it. They bought it, and I left. And I was like, oh, my God, I just sold a movie he's starring in, and we've never met, nor did I ask him if he's interested in Chips. So we had to go out on, like, kind of a blind breakfast date, not unlike you're in Kristen's.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Except
yeah.
It wasn't blind. I was staring the whole time.
Have you guys heard from Eric Estrada and or Larry Wilcox, the original?
Yeah,
this is interesting.
Eric's in the movie.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. So all I've heard is that he tweeted me that he saw the trailer and loved it. That's all I've heard from him.
That's it?
Yeah.
What about Larry Wilcox?
Because Larry is not happy. Larry is
really?
Unhappy.
No.
Yeah.
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 Why do you think he's mad that he's just not in the movie? Is that why?
No, he is. Well, he claims that he's not happy with the tone of the film.
I know, but do you think it's like because he's not in the movie?
Like, or if you had asked him, maybe that's what I mean. Happy with
yeah,
film.
I think the note behind the note is maybe he's just not happy, and this is one of the many things to be unhappy about.
Well, here's the thing. When I told anyone that I was going to do Chips, 100% of the time, they're like, is Eric Estrada going to be in it? And sadly,
Larry's,
no one asked Larry. Who's the other guy?
And
that
was
him?
My experience, too. Every single person I told that we were doing it, we're like, oh, is Estrada going to be in it? And so when America votes, I listen.
Well, the thing is I wonder if there's tension between those two, because Eric so overshadowed him during the days of Chips.
But he also had other partners, you know, like at any given time. There's like a rookie. There's like a yoga instructor that he somehow made a partner.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
I'm being serious. They went to go do yoga.
Oh, wow. And then he deputizes her?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And then we have to ask you, Dax, because I know you got to leave. You got to go do our friends over
at Channel 8. I don't have to leave.
You don't?
No.
That's an easy. He's trying to kick you out.
They all say you do. We have to ask you about Idiocracy, because this show has done more to popularize that movie, I think, in the Southwest than any other show.
We love it.
We're obsessed with it from early on, and I thought it was one of the smartest films I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'd say that to people, and they'd go, what are you talking about? That's the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
Well,
like,
it's both.
Get it.
It's both things.
Right.
It's the dumbest, smartest movie ever made.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we shot that in Austin, in Texas. That's when I fell in love with Austin. 11 years ago, and I think it came out 10 years ago. We just had the 10-year anniversary. Yeah, and then Mike Judge and I did screenings during the election cycle because it felt very poignant.
Mm-hmm. And are you pretty proud of that movie, that you were part of that?
Because well, it's really interesting because I was offered Bradley Cooper's role in Wedding Crashers at the same time I was offered that movie. And then for many years, I was like, well, I really blew it because Wedding Crashers made like $209 million and right. Idiocracy made $9. And then it's weird because over time, I would say it's probably the movie I'm most proud to be in, you know, other than Hit and Run. And it seems to be more relevant than it ever was, you know, this last year. And now over time, I'm happy I made that choice.
Well, thank you guys for making time for coming up here.
Absolutely.
I know that it was a last-minute deal, and you guys came up here, and everybody's ready to go. They all stand up in unison.
The team is ready to go.
If I insist again in the future that you're at the junket, is that a big pain in the neck for you, or do you like it?
No, I like doing it.
You do?
Yeah, I like doing it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to have that tattooed on somewhere on my body.
Yeah, tell your people that you always want me to come
in. Because they wake me up in the morning, the people,
right.
They come in, and they start shoving me. If they just saw a tattooed on my body,
Gordon Keith. Here
now,
the great Dax Shepard and Michael Pena. The new movie is Chips. We want all our listeners to go see it because we're big fans of these guys.
Thanks,
thank you guys.
See you guys.
Thank you guys.